ontzettend. Ik ben het topje van een massa schokkend op de oerzee. Zo ik die zo nog eens met mij bewegen kunnen zijn. Die zo klein zijn. Als ik warm ontstof, dan denken hun wegenlijden te redden. Want als ik even lach van afgrijs, ril op mijn lichaam, trilt van vreugd, dan rennen ze naar hun goden. Ik sla ze gade en weet dat ik alles te vergeefs zal zijn. Nooit roepen ze bij aan, ik ben blijkbaar te dichtbij. Zachtste op aarde zijn, ik kan je duizelig maken van geluk. Je mag me bouwen, me vruchten plukken, me beklimmen, je zachtjes in me nestelen, maar je moet eerbied hebben voor de kracht waaruit wij allen zijn ontstaan. En die niet splitsen. De mens is net zo'n flits van een seconde uit mijn leven. Ik laat vooralsnog over me lopen.
Some time for questions. I'm gonna lose this one. Morning.
Thank you. Thank you for your being here. It's wonderful to see you. I love a little bit of Joe. I mean, well, anyway, my question is about. A lot of stuff about writing about revolution, and I know that I suppose that you know how she thinks that about liberation versus freedom. Liberation is to get rid of the tyranny, and freedom is going to some new place. And so actually my question would be, you're trying to change the world, but what are you trying to change into?
I think you're trying to define freedom for everyone, and there isn't one single definition of freedom, and that is probably what we should start off with. I mean, freedom means different things to everyone. It's very hard to define it, and it's also very hard to try to make it opposite something else. So maybe you can narrow your question down a bit. What does freedom mean to you?
Well, I'm asking this because you are very politically active, and I have a feeling that there's a division between just regular society life and more political awareness.
There's no regular society life and political awareness. It's all one thing. It's interconnected. We don't divide it on that basis.
Is the question if you want to see our country as a presidential republic or a parliamentary republic? It's a question of how we want to see our parliament work. Like, yeah, we want to see like, I don't know, I couldn't tell about a whole Israeli movement because it's the whole idea of Israeli movement that everybody can have their own vision of the future. We just share the same method in achieving our goals, like, but. I would love to see my country as a parliamentary republic. I would love to see free elections. I would love to be represented. And I have a lot of friends who are loving Andorra. I think they could be great politicians. I would love to see a lot of really talented people who are right now out of big politics, out of any politics, just because they're too honest to be in that. I would love them to influence on what's going on in life of my country. I don't want to see all these corrupted assholes on their places in government. I want to get rid of them and replace them with somebody who I could trust and on who I could influence, really. I would love to move to more direct democracy, if it's possible. I hope it is. Because we're living, like, we spoke before about the internet, but like, we don't really use it right now in the right way, but if we would use a little bit of our brains and we would use it in the right way, we could go to more direct democracy, and I know some models of how we could do that, actually. So yeah, that's what I'd like to to see.
Even pop music doesn't do that.
Yeah,
mask that you have. And please, could you put it away because you're not Russian.
Is that your personal request?
Yes.
And you think it should be satisfied just because you want to see my face?
Yes, why not? You are not Russian.
No, that's not enough.
Your democratically elected president Vladimir Putin, which is a good guy, is showing all the world the things has to be done. After he came to Biden, all oligarchs, made them to pay the taxes and good to benefit for all everybody in Russia. And now you want to that he dies. I mean, if you didn't put this stunt in the church,
I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise. What is your question? What is your question?
The question is why you are doing what you're doing. I don't you think I'm a little king of the past. You're not saying us nothing new.
Everything I've said 5 seconds ago is a question of the past. Everything you just said right now is the question of the past. That doesn't mean it should still be asked and analyzed. So maybe you have a more concrete question.
Thank you.
In addition to some things which I want to make in a political system, in social system, obviously, generally, it's just more openness to the new things. What is really uncomfortable for me right now is that just people have to stick with some certain identity, and they sometimes they're afraid to change it just because they don't want to be blamed by society, people from their families and people from their jobs. They don't want to be fired from the job. It's a big question for LGBTQ people, but not just for them, for all people who don't want to be comfortable. Just recently we had a criminal case against a person who just stated on the internet that there is no God, and they opened a criminal case against him.
It was just a post on Facebook or Facebook.
Yeah, Russian Facebook. Yeah. And it wasn't even a post, it was a comment under the post. Yeah.
It was just his opinion.
Thank you, Sasha and Anja. We're gonna thank you.
Beneficent speeds around the universe. around the universe.
Thank you. ein positives Signal in weiter Ferne. Kein Silberstreifen am Horizont in Sicht. Sie predigen doch jedes zweite Wort, das aus ihrem Mund kommt, ist Gift. Wir haben die Kontrolle verloren, ignorieren die Realität, sonst nichts. Das Land braucht keine Doktoren, sondern eher ein Exorzist. Wir sind geblendet vom Morgenstern, Höllenpforten sind schon in Sicht. Engel mit schwarzen Flügeln. Engel mit schwarzen Flügeln. Engel mit schwarzen Flügeln. Mit schwarzen Flügeln. Ich sehe gefallene Engel mit schwarzen Flügeln. Ich bin gefangen in der Hölle namens Dunyachim. Wozu täglich ein Buch reden, wenn eine gute Tat genügt? Wir lieben Geld und erwarten Paradies. Engel mit schwarzen Flügeln. Engel mit schwarzen Flügeln. Engel mit schwarzen Flügeln. Mit schwarzen Flügeln.
Een actuele Patapoe-reportage. In samenwerking met Semtech Produteam Amsterdam Internationaal en Lutjes High Profi Tepo.
Jerusalem. Oh, oh, Jerusalem. Why won't you believe in him? Don't you know? Can't you see? Your king. Let's pray together for peace.